I'm going to say, Phil, when we started the festival 21 years ago, I probably look out and I knew most of the crowd and I knew most of the musicians and knew who we kind of knew who people were. 21 years later, I know probably maybe less than 20%. And that's because so many young people have picked up the art form of jazz and have gotten fantastic at playing. When I got here to Minnesota in 1985, I thought I'd be here for 1 year, by the way. Kind of lasted a little longer than I thought. I'm glad it did.
Yeah, Steve, a lot of those 1 year in a place things just never happen. But Debbie's been strong a long time.
Even then, in 1985, Debbie was one of the, I would say, premier singers. And many singers looked up to her, and she was a style of her own. And I'd say the same is right now. She is a premier singer here in the Twin Cities. And we're just honored that she's here, honored that she's out there still performing as hot and heavy she's doing. And she is just, we're happy to have her at the festival.
Sleeping, sleeping, always sleeping. You're so sleepy, you can't even hold your head up. Get up, every evening you tell me you're tired. What shall I do, what shall I do? I'm getting fed up. Sleeping, sleeping, always sleeping. Stay so sleepy, am I really all that boring? Stop that snoring, are you sleepy or just uninspired? What shall I do, you know it's you that I'm adoring. You're as cold as a day in December. Oh, but I can remember. Oh, how well I remember. You remember too how it was with you when our love was new. Have a little life, have a little life. We would turn and toss. Have a little life, have a little life. The stars across heaven would creep. Far into the night, far into the night. Oh, what long happy hours we could keep. But you've gotten cold, now your love's old, and you're always so sleepy. Sleeping, always sleeping. When you're sleeping, does it mean you want to break up? Can't we make up? Looks to me like your love has me tired. What shall I do, what shall I do to make it wake up?
We're speaking with Steve Heckler, who's the executive director of the Twin Cities Jazz Fest. And the winter version of the fest is coming up March 31st at Crooner's from 2 to 7:30 p.m. Debbie Duncan, we just heard, is one of the performers. And you're also having Natanya and Ticket to Brazil. Now, that'll affect quite a contrast.
Yeah, well, Ticket to Brazil, people don't realize in this community in the Twin Cities, we have a tremendous international music scene here. And when I got here in 1985, Ticket to Brazil, and Pavel Johnny was one of the first bands that I was introduced to that was crossing into jazz. And I'm just honored that they're continuing this great, fantastic tradition of traditional Brazilian music crossing into jazz. And we're happy to have them at the festival.
This is just a little samba, build upon a single note. All the notes are bound to follow, but the root is still that note. Now there's no one is the consequence of the one we've just been through, as I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk, just in nothing, or really nothing. I have rules that pull this game, I know, and at the end I come to nothing, or really nothing. So I came back to my first note, as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel. Anyone who wants the whole show, Remy Fa, so la-ti-da. He will find himself with no show, better play the note you know.
Steve, the Twin Cities Jazz Festival has a large component that has to do with the youth who are playing jazz these days.
It does. And one of the missions of the Twin Cities Jazz Festival is the youth engagement participation. I mean, the whole point of the Jazz Festival is to bring people together, bring communities together, and bring youth and engage youth into this so the art form of jazz continues. And the Dakota Combo, well, one of the first engagements we had getting youth and figuring out how youth would perform and what we're doing was Larry England. Larry England was at the time the chair of the Dakota Foundation, and immediately it became part of the Jazz Festival. So when we reached out to Larry, we ended up immediately being friends, and he helped us organize this, helped us what is the participation, what's it going to look like, how is youth engaged, and more so than that, how are they going to be mentored by the musicians here that would be performing musicians, including the national artists that come in. So trying to close that gap of musician to student. And that's what Larry brought to the table. Of course, Larry England will be sorely missed for everything he's done. So at the Winter Jazz Fest, we are going to be dedicating the entire festival to Larry England. And we're going to make some announcements of, we're going to do a lot more dedications to Larry at the Summer Jazz Fest. But at the Winter Jazz Fest, we have the Dakota Foundation Youth Combo performing. And that will continue his legacy, Larry's legacy, will continue as long as I'm running this festival, to have youth perform at the festival.
Let's listen to a little bit by the Dakota Combo, and their mentor leader is Stephen Hobart. The Dakota Combo with the Jack Courtwright composition, Spectre. The Twin Cities Jazz Festival takes place Sunday, March 31st at Crooner's in Columbia Heights. For information, it's twincitiesjazzfestival.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.